Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jevon McCormick. How are you, Jevon?
Robert, I am excellent always. If you wake up in the morning, your feet hit the ground, it's an excellent day.
There you have it. And Jevon, we're going to talk about two things, and everyone listening in, you will love this. First is the business, which is Scribe Media, which is one that I think all CEOs should really focus on right now, and you'll know exactly why in a few minutes. But then we're going to hear about an upbringing that Jevon had that is unlike any CEO out of 1,000 I've ever spoken with. And he has learned tremendous leadership lessons from this and overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable. But you're going to hear true inspiration in a while. But first, let's start off. Scribe Media. Explain what the company is.
Oh, wow. So we help authors write, publish, and market their books. And we also assist with them in their professional brand. So let's say we have a wealth advisor who wants to be the guru of all things wealth advising. We not only assist them in writing the book, then we take that content and we help them with their YouTube channel. We launch their podcast. We run their email list, their newsletter, and then many of our authors are speakers. So we assist them with that. So not only do we do the book, we also assist with their professional brand, but all things start with the book. The beauty of it is in where CEOs and busy entrepreneurs, executives, you know, coaches, what they enjoy about our process the most is we don't want you to actually write anything down. We want you to sit back, grab your beverage of choice, and allow us to pull that content from you. And why that's important is, it's been proven one of the hardest things to do is to actually think and write at the same time. Because what happens is you're writing one story and you start thinking of the next one, but you can't write it down fast enough. So we want to pull all that content from you, structure it, make sure it flows correctly. But this is the very important part, Robert. It's your book, your tone, your voice, your words, your story. So we're not quote-unquote traditional ghostwriters in the sense where, Robert, you can't come to me and say, hey, you know, Jevon, will you go write a book on the new iPhone 14? I do a bunch of research, come back, we slap Robert on it, boom, there's your book. No, your words, your content, your book, your story.
And who are the people who are writing most? I know you've done about 2,000 books.
Yeah.
And I think it's 23 bestsellers also.
Correct.
And now, obviously, a ton of CEOs it makes sense for, but not all the people who write the books for you are CEOs.
No. Matter of fact, to your point there real fast, you're right. We've worked with over 2,200 authors, people that some of the names you'll know, Nassim Taleb, who wrote The Black Swan. We've worked with Nassim. We did what's one of the best-selling memoirs of all time, the former Navy SEAL David Goggins. We did his book, both of them. His second one just came out last December. And like I said, that's one of the best-selling memoirs of all time. We've worked with the former CEO of Chipotle who took them IPO, Monty Moran, Tiffany Haddish, Janice Bryant Howroyd. My personal favorite, Robert, because I'm just a guy with the GED, we did the book for the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. And so I always tell people, I'm like, hey, if our quality is good enough for them, nobody else has an excuse. But yeah, our writers are, you know, Ivy League writers, writers who have written some of the biggest books out there. And they couple and partner with the CEOs to interview them, pull that content from them, make sure it flows correctly. And ask those questions that are going to jar your memory. And, you know, you have forgotten more about your career than we're ever going to know. So we want to dig deep and get those details to the story.
And so you also figure out someone's brand. So it's different. It's not just someone's getting a book published, But now they're getting their brand out. They're getting their social media going. So, I mean, let's say some financial planner, but is brilliant, really knows their stuff, has a new angle, a new aspect. They write a book. What happens from there? How do you build the brand? How do you know what the brand should be?
So the brand's going to come from much of the content. And I'll even give you an example that some of the financial advisors have asked us. They're like, well, you know, there's a ton of people who have written books on financial, wealth advisors, financial planning. And I say, okay, well, how many of them have your name on it? And I'm like, none. I go, okay, well, then that's one. That's going to make your book different. You're trying to drive business to you, not everyone else that did a book. So what makes you different? Maybe it's the way your values of family. Maybe it's your value of ultra conservative saving. Maybe you're a bit more of a risk taker. So we want to find what is this person's brand, if you will. What's their standout? What do they stand for? What don't they stand for? Who don't they want to work with? Which is equally as important. You know, everyone is out there trying to find their why and trying to find what they stand for. A lot of times you also have to figure out, okay, what is it that you don't stand for and who you won't work with?
There you go. We've about 2 minutes until our first commercial break. But you have several bestsellers out there, I think 23. What is the secret to getting something that's a bestseller?
Oh, gosh. Robert, if I could tell you that, I could also pick the 6 lottery numbers. You know, it's really what will intrigue the reader. Why? You know, here's one. This will tell you everything you need to know. The best-selling book of the last decade, it was 50 Shades of Grey. No one could have told you that was going to be the best-selling book of the last decade. So, one, you never know. I would say, one, never go into writing a book with the intent of, I want to be a New York Times bestseller and sell a million copies. No. You have to have a purpose on why you're writing the book. And I'll give you an example. When I did my first book, I got there. The whole reason why I did the book is so my kids would have a legacy piece. I didn't care if the book sold one copy. I needed 5 copies for my great-great-great-great-grandchildren so they'd have a legacy piece.
It's a beautiful thing. Anyone who's interested in doing a book, what is the website for Scribe?
You can go to scribemedia.com. If you're looking for me personally, you can go to modernleader.com. But, yeah, Scribe, all things scribemedia.com tells you everything we do. There's videos, success stories, case studies, every FAQ we answer on the website.
Okay. 1 minute before break, if you could give yourself one piece of advice as a 21-year-old, what would that advice be?
To utilize the skills that I inherited as a kid, that I learned growing up in the streets, because regardless if people want to admit this or not, the streets and business are very similar. So much of what I learned in the streets transfers over to corporate America, the boardroom. So I would have told myself at 21, don't be intimidated that you don't have a college degree. Don't be intimidated that you only have a GED. Take the lessons that you learn from the streets because they're going to serve you well in business.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. We're with Javon McCormick, who is the CEO of Scribe Media. This is anyone who wants to have your own book. It used to be Book in a Box was the name. And then it was advanced that, but that's what it really is. But it's more like it's book in a box, it's branding in a box, it's the whole you. And think of how many contributions, and most significantly, think about legacy. We're going to come back, and when we do, we are going to hear from Javon about a background that no other CEO out of 1,000 I've interviewed has had, and the incredible lessons he's learned from this. Back in a few.
Yeah. Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Javon McCormick, who is the president and CEO of Scribe Media, the leading company in self-published books, but it's also in your entire branding about that. But let's take a step back, and you and I, as ever know, have interviewed each other before. You have a different background than anyone I've interviewed. Tell us about it.
That's a kind way of putting it, Robert. Where do I start? I'll just tell you how I came into the world. So my dad was black, my mom was white. I was born in 1971. And for any of you that were alive during that time period, I don't have to tell you that mixed race was not a good look back in the 70s. Black people didn't like me because I was half white. White people didn't like me because I was half black. And my dad was a pimp and drug dealer. My dad put women on a street corner. They sold their bodies. My dad took every dollar. My mom was one of his prostitutes. So along the way, my dad also found time to have 23 children. I'm one of 23. I'm the only one by my mother, but my dad had 23 children. The most he had by one woman was three. So that lets you know how much he got around. As a kid, once my mother decided to keep me, a pregnant prostitute, no good to a pimp. So once my dad, cut my mom and I off, my mom and I were left to fend for ourselves. And, I grew up on welfare. I say I grew up in extreme poverty, but I'm very adamant that I point this out. I grew up in U.S. poverty because poverty outside this country is a whole different poverty. So I grew up in United States poverty, but poverty nonetheless. Welfare, I was in and out of juvenile prison three different times. Not juvenile detention, not juvie, juvenile prison. It's prison for kids. And relentlessly, I heard my mother called nigger lover because she had a child by a black man. I was constantly called zebra, half-breed, color confused, Oreo cookie. I was sexually molested by one of my dad's prostitutes at the age of 6, 7, 8 years old. I was abandoned in the house for almost a month with three of my half brothers and sisters. I was 12. They were 4, 3, and 2. And we were left to fend for ourselves, February, Dayton, Ohio. And fast forward, I never graduated high school. I have a GED. When I got my GED, I was still reading on a 5th and 6th grade level. Here I am, 51 years old, and I got to say, Robert's probably not much above that. Maybe I'm on 6th, 7th year grade level now, but thank God for the man or woman that created audiobooks. I'd relive my childhood 5 more times to have the incredible life that I have today.
What have you learned that's made you the man you are today? What was your big lesson, your aha, that you're like, man, I got what it takes? Because you overcame what very few people could, in fairness, Javon, right?
I struggle with that. I would say first and foremost, Robert, this, there's never one thing, especially in business and in life. There's never one thing. There's multiple. I'll give you 3 very important lessons that came from my childhood. Number one, I was 8 years old. We were standing in line waiting for our welfare. And, this is back in the late 70s where, you didn't have a debit card. You waited in line 3-4 hours for your allotment of food stamps. And there was an older white lady that looked down at me. She looked up at my mom and she spit in my mom's face and she called her a nigger lover. And I remember in that moment, Robert, this was such a powerful lesson. At 8 years old, I remember thinking to myself, okay, first of all, what makes you any better than us? You're in the same broke-ass line as we are. So that was number one. I couldn't figure that one out. But I remember watching my mom wiped the spit from her face, the tears from her eyes. No one came to her assistance. No one said anything. And I remember standing there as a kid and saying to myself, wow, okay, no matter what I do in this world, I'm mixed race. I'm half white, I'm half black. Everyone's not going to like me. And what's so powerful about that is, you know this, most people don't learn that lesson until high school, college. God forbid it's your first job, you know, and say, oh, my God, they don't like my hair. And then, you know, you're just crushed because someone doesn't like you. Man, I learned at 8 years old everybody was going to like me, so I didn't spend the majority of my life trying to make people like me. So that was very powerful. The second one, and this was really my view into entrepreneurship, and I didn't even know it. I was 9, and my dad took me out collecting from prostitutes with him. And we were in his 1979 Candy Apple Red Cadillac, the car of choice for a black man in the 70s. Candy Apple Red paint on the outside, Candy Apple Red leather seats, Candy Apple Red carpet. And we go to the first prostitute, and she sticks through like a huge stack of money and asks my dad, hey, can I come in now? I made my count. My dad was really loving. No, no, girl, get back out there. You're on a roll. Keep it going. I'll come back around and get you. You can pick where we go to dinner. And then we get to the second prostitute, and she slides through what looks like $3. And my dad loses it, calls her every foul, derogatory, ruthless word you could think of, and tells her, don't be common. And we drive off. So two things stuck with me. Don't be common. That was the first one. My dad would always say that to his prostitutes. And what he meant by that is, when you stand out there, don't stand like everybody else. When you dress, don't dress like everybody else. And when you perform in the bedroom, don't do it like everyone else. But that stuck with me. And it was, don't be common. And it became, okay, do everything different from everyone else. So that was number one. Number two, it was my first lesson into entrepreneurship, and I didn't even know what the word meant. I was 9. I remember thinking to myself, okay, if I was nicer to the prostitutes and they got to keep part of the money, could I have more prostitutes in volume, thus make more money than if I was just mean to them? And then step two kicked in. I said, ooh, competition. A lot of pimps are going to be mad at me because I'm going to take their women. And that was my first view into entrepreneurship. And a lot of people think that's a disgusting lesson, but that's the world I grew up in. And I didn't even realize I was being introduced to business at the time. So those were two powerful ones. And I'll be quick on this one, Robert. Here's the third one, because this was really big for me. Shortly after we finished, the same day that we finished collecting money from the prostitutes, my dad and I are at the grocery store. And I don't know what for. We're walking down the frozen food aisle, and this little girl, I'm in like fourth grade, she walks by and she says, hi, Javon. And I was a shy kid, and I didn't say anything. And my dad hits me in the back of the head. I have this massive blow. I fall to the ground. My nose is bleeding. My lips split. And I get snatched up. And my dad's got his forearm and my neck up against the frozen food door. And he looks at me. And he says, hey, I don't care who it is. You say hello, be kind, and show respect to everyone. Now, what was crazy about this is, we just finished collecting money from prostitutes. But here was this man, my dad, teaching me this lesson. Robert, to this day, I say hello, I am kind, and I show respect to everyone. So those were three really critical lessons that stuck with me that I still operate with to this day.
Remarkable. But I want to tell you what a pleasure it is again having you on the CEO show.
Robert, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here with Dale Petrosky. How are you, Dale?
I'm doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Dale is the CEO of the Dallas Regional Chamber.
But out of all the 1,000 or so CEOs, he might have one of the most unique, interesting backgrounds, starting with assistant press secretary at the White House under the Reagan administration, with National Geographic, president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Imagine that. And most importantly, like me, he is a MSU Spartan going to Michigan State. So welcome aboard. Tell us what is the core of your background and how does it tie into what you're doing today?
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't set out to be an assistant White House press secretary or a senior vice president at National Geographic or the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame or the CEO of the Dallas Regional Chamber. I graduated in journalism at Michigan State with a minor in political science and sociology, and I fashioned myself a pretty good communicator. And so my first job led me to politics, and I worked in the State House in Michigan for the House Republicans back in the 1970s. We had 40 members that were Republicans and 70 members that were Democrats, so we were in the big minority there. And I wrote press releases. And one day, a young state representative came to me and asked if I'd run his campaign for Congress. And I told him I would. I'd never run anything in my life. I was 25 years old. And lo and behold, I ran that campaign. We won. And that's how I got to Washington. And I worked on Capitol Hill, first as a press secretary to him, later as a chief of staff to a congressman, and then got invited down to the White House to be President Reagan's assistant press secretary. So that was my political side of my career. And then through all that, I had gone on to become assistant secretary of transportation for public affairs under Elizabeth Dole. She left to help her husband run for president. Bob Dole, Senator Bob Dole of Kansas, ran for president in 1988 and left then. I got a call from National Geographic from a guy I worked with in the White House named Bob Sims, who said, why don't you come on down to National Geographic with me and do this? We'll do it together. Because he knew me, I knew him. And so I did that. And I did it for 12 years at National Geographic. Loved my job there. I was a senior vice president there. I was the youngest of the top five at National Geographic. Had been there 12 years. And the phone rang one day, and my buddy said, Dale, this job you need to have. And I said, I already got the job I need to have. He said, no, I mean it, president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he knew how much I love baseball. I played at a pretty high level as a young kid and played on two national championship teams. And everybody in Washington knew that I love baseball. And so, you know, that would be a dream come true to be president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Threw my hat in the ring and was chosen, did that for 9 years. And then I got a call from Nolan Ryan, who had just become the president of the Texas Rangers baseball club down here, the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. He asked me to come down and be the executive vice president of marketing for the Rangers. So I did that for a couple of years. New ownership. I'm gone. Nolan's gone. And then I get a call back to come back to, I moved to LA for a couple of years to work in energy. And I got a call from Dallas saying, would you come back and think about being the president of the Dallas Regional Chamber? So I guess, and I've been doing this now for 9 years, and I guess the thread that runs through all of that is probably communications, probably an ability to get things done, probably an ability to get along with people, to take care of things, and to just be, a good teammate. And I just kept getting swept along. Come with me, come with me, come with me. And here I am, and I could never have predicted this life, but I would not trade it for the world. It's been a really wonderful experience for me.
So if you look at the three sectors, public, private, non-for-profit, what is the common thread of leadership that you found that you believe will help resonate, will resonate with CEOs today to help them drive their businesses and enterprises forward?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. One is consistency. I think people who are being led like to know that their leader is a consistent leader, a consistent communicator, a constant communicator, someone who understands their role. And I believe my role as the CEO of the Dallas Regional Chamber is threefold. One, I'm the chief relationship officer here. Second, I'm the chief revenue officer here. And third, I'm the chief marketing officer here. So what I mean by that is chief relationship officer is I'm the one who has the opportunity to have the most relationships in town by virtue of my title. And so I need to make sure that those relationships are strong and that they get channeled in the right ways to my team when I come back to the office, and that we bring these people into the fold and make them part of our team. So chief relationship officer, chief revenue officer, look, every organization needs money to operate and operate well. Sometimes it's for the shareholders. Sometimes it's to be able to do things for the community like we do in the Dallas Regional Chamber. Sometimes it's in the government. But the fact is, you need money. You need for money to come in. You need to be a good steward of that money, and you need to make sure that you're growing that budget all the time. So I think that's the chief revenue part of it. Then the chief marketing part of it is you've got to be the best storyteller on your team. You've got to have the ability to tell the story of what you do, how you do it, who you are, what you do. And so I think those are sort of the commonalities that run through all of the roles that I've had and seen at the national level, at the state level, in the for-profit, nonprofit, and in public sectors.
It makes a whole lot of sense to combine and codify it in that way. So let's talk about challenges, though. Transformative moments you've had in your life. I know there was one early on where you had a 7:30 a.m. meeting. Talk about what you learned there.
Yeah, I was brand new at the White House. I just started about a week before. And it was pretty heady stuff. You know, I was a young kid, 29 years old, and I was walking through the gates to the West Wing every morning and into my office. And every morning at 7:30, my boss, who was the press secretary, Larry Speaks, had a stand-up meeting in his office. We all went to his office at 7:30 for about 10 minutes, and we listened to what the president's schedule was that day, what press coverage we were allowing of the president that day, stories that we were worried about that the press was covering, and stories that we wanted to push out there. So it was really a quick stand-up meeting. Everybody's kind of, you know, gets grounded right first thing in the morning, and we go off and do our jobs. And I was standing there along with all my new colleagues, still a little bit starstruck by this. And Larry was talking and going through the president's schedule, and he stopped in mid-sentence. He looked right at me, and he said, "Dale, you going to remember all this?" And I looked around at all my colleagues, and I realized I was the only one without a pencil and paper taking notes, because there was so much stuff coming at us all the time. So I know what I need to get done every single day, and I make a pretty detailed schedule for myself to start the day with. And then, so that's playing offense. I know that that's what I want to get done. I don't know what's going to come at me during the day. When I'm sitting in a meeting and somebody says something, and I want to remember that or take a note about a story that was told or somebody I need to know, or I've got an idea of I want to connect that person to that person, it goes right onto my note card here. And so by the end of the day, when I'm following through on everything, I make sure I follow through on everything that's on that note card that day. And I would say that of everything that has happened in my life or my career, that's the one thing that's probably propelled me forward more than anything else, because I think of all the people I know who sit in meetings and things are flying past them and they're not actively listening, so they're missing all this stuff. I am writing it down and I'm making sure that I'm following through. And I think that's part of the secret of why I've been asked to join organizations along the way, is because people find me to be dependable, that I follow through. You know, a lot of people say they're going to follow through, never follow through. If you say you're going to follow through and follow through, you become dependable and people want you around.
Just a quick question, and we go in commercial break in about 45 seconds. At the end of the week, how do you evaluate your week? Because you said you plan the whole thing ahead.
Yeah, I look at it and I see what I have not been able to get to, and that goes generally high on the list for next week. But I also evaluate what meetings were important, what meetings were not that important, so that I don't make the same mistake the following week and take a meeting that I should not be in. And so I'm constantly, you know, I think for a CEO, the thing that's most valuable to all of us is time. And so how you use those minutes in your day is really important. And if you're wasting those minutes by being in meetings you should not be in or that somebody else could be in, then that's not a good use of your time. You're not giving your organization the best you can give them, because your job is to lead. Your job is to be the one. Your job is to really, be in the meetings that only you can be in.
Well put. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find about the Dallas Regional Chamber, the whole concept, and what is so special about Dallas. Back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece back on the CEO show. So Dale, you told us about your fascinating background. I do want to hear more about the Hall of Fame. But let's jump into the Chamber of Commerce, a unique organization. What is the whole concept, so everyone understands, of the Chamber of Commerce? And then let's whittle down into Dallas.
Dallas is the fourth largest market in the United States. We have about 8 million people in this market. By the way, that's more than 38 states. DFW is larger than the populations of 38 states. It's a big, major market. There are 175 chambers in this market, believe it or not. But we're the largest, and number two is only a third of our size. We're three times larger than number two, and everybody else is below number two. So we are the big chamber in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're also the only regional chamber. And here's why that's important. We don't take a dime from the city or the county or anybody other than our member companies, which allows us to be an honest broker. So when our economic development team goes to California and talks to companies that are, you know, not very happy about being there, maybe want to move somewhere else, and we try to entice them to come and take a look at the Dallas area, we're not paid by anybody to bring them to Dallas. We want in the Dallas region. And so we want the best fit for them. So if they want a campus, we might take them up into the north to Plano and Frisco and introduce them to our friends up there. We might bring them to Richardson if they want to be in the tech quarter. We might take them to Irving if they want to be near DFW Airport. We want the best fit for them. Because of that model, in the last 12 years, 222 headquarters have moved from somewhere else to the Dallas region. Those are crazy numbers. There's nobody in America that's even close to that number. And so we've got somewhat of a magical formula here. First of all, it's the right way to go about it. You know, the honest broker part of it. But it's also that we've got a fantastic team of economic development experts who work on bringing these companies here. But in order for economic development and prosperity to continue in this area, we have to do three other things really well. And we work really hard on these all day, every day. One is public policy. We need a strong business climate with low taxes, reasonable regulations, and welcoming. Okay, so public policy is very important. Second, the talent workforce. We work in the schools from pre-K through college and graduate school. We work on mid-career programs for people who work in middle skills jobs like auto mechanics and plumbers and pipe fitters and folks like that. So the talent workforce is very important. We need to educate people to take the jobs that are needed to be filled in this area, and so that our employers have a good talent force. And then the third area we work really hard on is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Dallas is one of the wealthiest communities in all of America, and right alongside it is one of the poorest communities in all of America. And they're just minutes apart from each other, and there are huge opportunity gaps, educational opportunity gaps, job opportunity gaps, health outcome opportunity gaps. And what we do is work really hard to close those gaps so that everyone has a shot at the prosperity going on in Dallas right now.
What would you say the brand is if you were thinking? And you said that's one of the three things that a CEO should do. It's chief storyteller. What is that brand?
Well, I think you've hit it right on the head. And that is that because we're growing, there's enough of the pie for everyone. Okay. And when things are growing and going well, you've got the opportunity to work with others and try to make your community better. You know, when you're in a market that's shrinking or not growing, the elbows come out. Everybody's just trying to survive. Here, because we know tomorrow's going to be better than today, people work hard, maybe even our competitors during the day, but at night they lock arms and say, let's make this a better place. Let's make Dallas even better tomorrow than it is today. And that's one of the things that makes Dallas really unique, is that we're very optimistic. We are very prosperous, and we really do try to use the time that we have to make it better tomorrow than it is today. And I'll say this, and I just want to tell you one little story here that from my past that sort of relates to today. When I worked for President Reagan, I got called down to the White House. He had just won 49 out of 50 states. His popularity rating was 75% when I got there. And we would travel out into the country and get off the plane and get into SUVs and drive into the city for the event. And there would be people out on the overpasses as we were driving saying, we love you, Mr. President Reagan, forever. I remember nudging my colleague next to me and say, you see that? Moment in time. Never happened before, will never happen again. We are in a sweet moment in time in America. And I believe that right now Dallas is in one of those sweet moments in time. Never happened before, won't last forever, but we've got some runway here to really transform our city, to make it better, to shrink those opportunity gaps. And this is the only moment we can do it when things are going well. And I think people understand that and really are trying to use this time to the advantage to take advantage of it to make us even better. They don't want to rest on our laurels. We don't want to put our feet up on the desk and say, gosh, this is great. This is going to go on forever. We're doubling down right now. We're using the moment to make it even better tomorrow.
So let's say a CEO calls me up after hearing this and they say, you know, Robert, that's interesting. Let me find out, what is it like if I was to relocate my headquarters to Dallas? And it takes a couple of years. It's not a quick thing. What would you tell them?
Well, first of all, I'd say that they are they're coming to the most business-friendly state in America, city in America, I should say, business-friendly city in America. If you think about this, Robert, of the four major cities, New York, a lot of talent, not business-friendly. Los Angeles, number two, a lot of talent, a lot of people, not business-friendly. Chicago, a lot of people, not business-friendly. Dallas, a lot of people, very business friendly. So you've got the talent here and you've got the business friendliness here to go with it. The other piece of it is there's so many nice amenities here. First of all, quality of life, you know, great schools in the middle of the country, two great airports. We got DFW Airport that can get you anywhere in a couple of hours. Then we've also got Love Field. The Southwest can fly you anywhere in the United States in a couple of hours. And, you know, again, all the amenities you'd want for a good life here are here. And it's in the southern part of the country. So really, snow is really never a problem. And I think that, you know, we've been found out now. I think a lot of people have found that this is the place to be.
There you have it. Dale, great having you on the CEO show and wishing you much success. My sense is more people move to Dallas. They get that feel of Southern hospitality and entrepreneurship, business friendly, then we elevate business, the economy, and society.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.